Blog Talk Radio.
Track. I just want to get his request for the track.
But I say we kick things off with Big Hoodoo, the Raven.
Yeah.
don't call me a warlock. A lot of folks do call it a sore spot. I'm not a witch, that's bullshit.
I got a set of black wings under this cloak, bitch.
These words are a form of sorcery. Black magic has opened doors for me, yes. So I'm far from blessed.
I got a set of black wings under this cloak, bitch.
The Necronomicon, don't covet it. I'm so underground, I'm coming up in Chinatown. Goat heads, stack them up by the
pound. I got a set of black wings. I got a set of black wings.
I'm not an atheist or a Satanist. But maybe I'm debating and I kiss the sky as throats get split.
I got a set of black wings.
I am the Raven.
I spread my wings. I flap my wings
into the moon.
I am the Raven.
I soar the sky.
From high above.
Down low I swoon.
And I can fly.
I am the Raven.
I soar the sky.
From high above.
Down low I swoon.
I don't need pig blood and wax to cast off. Bat skin and rat's hair, and that's all. Nightmare, sizzling throat.
I got a set of black wings under this cloak, bitch.
When I want control, when I swoop attack, I scream at the devil.
I got a set of black wings.
And my shiny black feathers don't ruffle, even if to the death I scuffle. These claws hit you like gorilla knuckles.
I got a set of black wings.
I got a set of black wings,
bitch.
Let the smoke billow in the sky blood red. Play this in reverse, wake the dead. Newly
I
die, who do I
got a set of black wings. I am the Raven.
I spread my wings. I flap my wings
into the moon.
I am the Raven.
I soar the sky.
From high above.
Down low I swoon.
And I can fly.
Black magic, West African, don't
double.
West African, black magic,
don't double.
I got a set of black wings.
I am the Raven.
I spread my wings.
I flap my wings
into the moon.
I am the Raven.
I soar the sky.
From high above.
Down low I swoon.
And I can fly.
Cause you're mopping floors while I'm rocking tours. Quit crying.
Zip code
down a beach in Orlando. See some juggalos cooking shrimp in they sandals.
I was running with a hatchet on the shores of Seattle. Juggalos bumping DL, making the floor rattle.
I was deep in the Smoky Mountains and ran out of gas. Some juggalos came through, even gave me two blunts out his back.
I was hanging out in Worcester, chilling at the bar. Had too much to drink, a lad drove me to the car. The road is my home, sometimes it feels that way. Rolling on a tour bus for months and weeks, I can't complain. They show me love in every state, like one of the greats. It's my time, been on the scene, putting it down to 99. I hope you understand, I do this for you when you're mad. Ride you, bump you, smoke you, come you, drink your fill and pick you up or let you, bump you, it's all love.
Coast, town, zone, every other day a different state, but the juggalo love remains the same. Coast, town, zone, every other day a different state, but the juggalo love remains the same. Coast, town, zone, every other day a different state, but the juggalo love remains the same.
Riding through AC, stopped in Tempe. Met a juggalo with Captain Ounce of the County.
Passing through the town of Chicago, I hit the dark streets. Listen at the darkest hour, here I'm bumping RB.
Out in New York City, they be running with a hatchet. Juggalo rolling blunts, you know I had to match it.
High up in the Colorado mountains, up the river, with five blacks naked, all fucking and cooking dinners.
Zip code time zone, every other day a different state, but the juggalo love remains the same. Zip code time zone, every other day a different state, but the juggalo love remains the same. Zip code time zone.
And we're back. Let's see here. Oh, there's a Boondocks.
When I was a young man, I found out that if you hurt somebody, they'll leave you alone. Good guys do finish last.
My religion, I believe in superstition. Come against me and I turn instantly to mortician. You need some more convincing, killing like the son of Sam. Gruesome with my ill depiction, twist you like I'm out of lamb. Homicidal idol, survival of the wickedest. Got my rival suicidal from how I kick this shit. Watch me flick the bick, I'm about to light the gas. And I'ma cut your hand off and use that bitch to wipe my ass. I'm vicious, my heart has no malice. Intent malicious and my trigger finger is so callous. From killing bastards, now all I do is swing the hatchet. All hail the prime minister, definition of sinister. Detrimental to industry, breaking bad with my chemistry. Trying to go out in infamy, fuck with me, feel my energy. Wicked poetic symphony. This is how killers meant to be. Boondocks and big hoodoo. No remorse and no sympathy.
No sympathy, no remorse. Cold-blooded, sick with it. This is how we do. No soul.
Ring around the sink ain't coming clean like it used to. A permanent reminder that I got a couple screws loose. Same with the bathtub, same stained hands. Drops on the countertop, an insane man. Thoughts of a flashback, remembering the first time. time that I realized I was an evil of the worst kind. Covered toe to head in somebody else's life, and laughing when I lost it, licking plasma from a knife. Staring at the wound, trickled down to a slow drip. Lips on the water fountain started with a slow sip, and ended with a crazy mix of pleasure, guilt, shame. A little bit of pain from the liquid that I drained. Why did I do it? Was it worth the affliction? And why did I stick to it to become my addiction? The body and my conscience buried out in the mud. A bloodthirsty killer with a real thirst for blood.
No sympathy, no remorse.
In, both murder suspects are still on the loose.
No sympathy, no remorse.
Yo, Angel Man, how you go? This is Hell Yeah, Demons in the Dirt.
Believe and let the feeling blood. It's just a game, and I'm the same. thoughts and digression. So overwhelming that it takes control. No excuses for everything that went to war. Not like it was yours.
It always seems to be hard for me, so hard for you. This life is tough, but it's all I know. So be gone, so be gone. And don't be afraid that you've gone too far. Participate in my game. Objective, watch your path of shame. When no one hears your call, so it's driving attention, always fearing of letting go. Now looking at a reflection of an image that you couldn't pull. No excuses for everything that went to war. Your judgment was yours.
Track, but I'm gonna wait till Ghetto G calls because you know he kind of tends to bit sometimes and we don't want to get here for a fucking premiere or a new track to be played. So let's go with a little Moonshine Bandit.
Big B, Moonshine Bandit, Suburban Records. Let's go!
I'm an outlaw. Give me two shots. We don't need a radio. Bring a jukebox. For my outlaws, bring me three shots. We can raise hell before the speed stops. I'm a whiskey drinking SOB. If you don't like that, then you won't like me. I'm an outlaw.
This outlaw shit. shots. We don't need a radio, bring a jukebox. For my outlaws, bring me three shots. We can raise hell before the speed stops. For my outlaws, give me two shots. We don't need a radio, bring a jukebox. For my outlaws, bring me three shots. We can raise hell before the speed stops. I'm on the 1% patches on the leather vest. And every outlaw biker that I met on the west, I'll probably never see the Opry. If I did, I'd laugh. I'd probably break some long necks, then go out like cash. They bump me in the prison, Tracy and San Quentin. You can blame the fast living or the whiskey and women. Radio don't need to love me, but they need to respect it. I'm here to pick the pieces up where Bob Rock left it. I've done a few shows where the sheriff won't go, and some of those shows were with David Allen Coe. I'm at the motel sleeping, the truck stop eating, a different dive bar drinking every other weekend. Like a trucker driving 18, I only slept two. My neck stays red and my collar stays blue. K3 knows me, and Shooter does too. If you don't like them, then I don't like you. I'm a whiskey drinking SOB. If you don't like that, then you won't like me. I'm an outlaw. Give me two shots. We don't need a radio, bring a jukebox. For my outlaws, bring me three shots. We can raise hell before the speed stops. For my outlaws, give me two shots. We don't need a radio, bring a jukebox. For my outlaws, bring me three shots. We can raise hell before the speed stops.
Let me get that mic one time, I'll show you how a southern boy does it. And pour another round for my moonshine cousins. A toast to the west, courtesy of the south. Brought to you by Colt Ford, people all aboard. This the midnight rider, call me baby Bo Sleepers. For truckers and 1%ers, I'm the southern representative. The midnight rider, a shotgun shooter, real bad motherfucker. I'm the liquor store looter. Any way you want it, I can give it to you, baby. If you're working just right, maybe you can get the gravy. Damn, Katy Perry was right. The Cali girls need to come to the south and see that southern swirl. I'm a mud-digging, frog-gigging, blue-collar man. Love Waylon Jennings, Skinner, Knuckle Sam. What you see is what you get. That's all that I am. If you don't like that, I don't give a damn. Cause I'm a
whiskey-drinking SOB. If you don't like that, then you won't like me. I'm an outlaw.
And we are back. I'm going to go to trap on my boys of Urban Myth Records. This is Urban Myth Anthem.
Welcome here to the Urban Myth. Welcome here to the Urban Myth. But you never ever heard no shit like this. Welcome here to the Urban Myth. Urban Myth. Now the word is down. What you gonna do? Cause the time is now and the legend is true.
Yeah, so what they call Big Sin. I'm on the track and back again. Reppin' double L. Cause that wickedness I'm bustin' in. All up in your ears like a voice you just can't shake. Urban Myth 2013, the sound you just can't fake. Yo, wait, what you say? UMR is back again. That's right, motherfuckers vicious with the pad and pen. We got a new team, a new sound coming from the underground. BD and double L, we wear them fucking crowns. Yeah, from Southern Cali, yo, it's where we call home. With that West Coast sound, hit you up the fucking dome. With the sickness, so you witness my real wickedness. We bring it hard and leave you scarred. With this beat, we bomb, but I come with it. Is that all you really got? We get it in. While you masturbating, soggy thoughts, you fucking twat. A new beginning. No, this is only the fucking start. Urban Myth Records. We come to tear this shit apart. We here to make a statement. We bust and spin around.
Urban Myth, let him know this. We coming to get it now.
Rockin' the stage to get in the crowd. Bumpin' the same old record sound.
Cause it's Urban Myth Records. Tear it up and put it down.
Yeah, we here to make a statement. We bust and spin around.
Urban Myth, let him know this. We coming to get it now.
Rockin' the stage to get in the crowd. Bumpin' the same old record sound.
Cause it's Urban Myth Records. Tear it up and put it down.
It's Urban Myth, we come hard. You hear me rapping my thesis. We get it crackin' and that's the fact that shows you after to see. I'm coming back into the scene. It's through the captions you read. Impacting the track and blasting the track. What's that thing you the sentence to win the three. Put out these actions you see. You wanna live or not, you win. I say you actively dream. Verbally hacked into pieces, dead on the mattress you sleep. And now we'll matter attacking and speaking, and you are drastically free. You see me leaving a blink, get heated while you frantic and scream. What?
We here to make a statement, we both been spitting around.
Urban myths, let him know this, we coming to get it now.
Rocking the stage, you're getting a crowd. Some of the same will wicked sound.
Cause it's Urban Myths, records, tear it up and put it down.
Yeah, we here to make a statement, we both been spitting around.
Urban myths, let him know this, we coming to get it now.
Rocking the stage, you're getting a crowd. Some of the same will wicked sound.
Cause it's Urban Myths, records, tear it up and put it down.
It's a resurrection, Machiavelli to the Lazarus. Something like a phoenix, bring the heat from the ash and dust. Risen from the flame with the Urban Myth name. Go insane when you listen to the lyrics go bang, bang. To the west side, Southern California, and it's right till I die. No lie, for my brothers will I bleed, cause I'm down. Now I never feel the need to relinquish the crown. Coming straight out the underground, independent freedom. These boys is so hot, even the devil can't see them. Believe me when I say that we smash in the shit. Self-made motherfuckers, then we back in this bitch. Cause we mob on the beat, Italiano mafioso. Reba and a mic, yeah, act like you don't know. Vicious dialect and the lost logic, dude. Let me introduce you to the new Urban Myth crew.
We here to make a statement, we both been spitting around.
Urban Myth, let him know this, we coming to get it now.
Rockin' the stage, you're getting a crowd. Some of the same will wicked sound.
Cause it's Urban Myth, records, tear it up and put it down.
Yeah, we here to make a statement, we both been spitting around.
Urban Myth, let him know this, we coming to get it now.
Rockin' the stage, you're getting a crowd. Some of the same will wicked sound.
Cause it's Urban Myth, records, tear it up and put it down.
Yeah, they call me sick, I'm gon' get 'em, hit 'em, and split 'em. My victims reside inside of the violence in which imprisoned. My mental is so disturbed, I'm a motherfucking schizo. Praying to the Lord with the devil in my pistol. You know my name now, hi, welcome to the myth. Some know me as mind sick, menace that is skinny sick. Get it quick, I am not the type to say it more than this. My work this, got him fucking screaming like a foreign bitch.
Then are you ready? I'm letting the other rappers of the game, I diss me. Friends with a psycho crew, and it might be new to Skinny's history.
You faggot motherfuckers cannot battle with the Urban Myth. Is that your legend that you hear about in wicked shit? Ghetto door phenomena, mind sick lyrics, metal rapping, hip hop, and even vampiric. Put the fucking album in and let the world hear it. Cause I'm back from the basement, even the devil gone spirit.
We here to make a statement, we both been spitting around.
Urban Myth, let him know this, we coming to get it now.
Rockin' the stage, you're getting a crowd. Some of the same with wicked sound.
Cause it's Urban Myth, records, tear it up and put it down.
We here to make a statement, we both been spitting around.
Urban Myth, let him know this, we coming to get it now.
Rockin' the stage, you're getting a crowd.
Yeah, motherfuckers, Urban Myth Records 2013, Sinister, Decal, Vicious Dialect, Lost Logic, and all the way from SoCal to Atlanta, GA, we're welcoming back Sick'em, aka Skinny Sick, www.urbanmythrecords.net.
And we're back. Now let's see here. You know, my boy Sinister there mentioned, of course, Sick'em, aka Skinny Sick. Yo, this motherfucker's this dude's just dope. He's full of fucking talent. They would go with an old track of Skinny's. Now, some people might get offended by this track. But, I don't give a fuck. If I offend you with it, I'm sure you'll get over it at some point in your life. And if you decide not to get over it, then, you know, that's your problem. Simple as that. Yo, this is Skinny Sick. Faceless. Pedophile.
I was talking innocent children of my ignorance. Particular reasons I get off to slaughtering girls. First the pearls shining with dreadlocks, suppressed curls. I can't seem to focus on the emotions I bring appearance. Cause when they find a body, my status is not apparent. I like him young, full of energy, just ready to fuck. A cut in the veins, a spot with that venom, she might suck.
I can dig
kid. Fucking youngins just reminds me of midgets. And midgets, I fuck two crickets, get tired until I'm finished. The local elementary school is where I find my victims. Hit you with skinny sickness, with my team I bring the fitness. Loaded up the backseat and bring them to that house. Bad mouth, pedophiles, still admit it, let's rip. Bouncing through the alleys, I'm a pedophile. Pedophile. You creep with this sickness, so you better smile. Better smile. In this caddy outside of your house, I'll wait a while. Wait a while. To grab your children, I'm a pedophile. Pedophile. Bouncing through the alleys, I'm a pedophile. Pedophile. You creep with this sickness, so you better smile. Better smile. In this caddy outside of your house, I'll wait a while. Wait a while. To grab your children, I'm a pedophile. Pedophile.
Run before the judge on another bogus charge. 3 months behind bars, persecuting who we are. People like me can't appreciate that young love. That underage pussy so tight, fits like a glove. So what if she was a little bit young? All the more fun exploring her body with my tongue. Now they wanna label me, calling me false names, saying that I'm sick and underage. They know I'm insane, but they don't stop them from parading me around the state like I'm the sickest person on the earth's face. Been this way since birth, looking up girls' skirts. The younger, the better, the sweeter, the wetter. And I won't never change, no matter how you speak my name or for what crimes I'm blamed. I'm a pedophile, and I'll always stay the same. So go ahead, lock me away, I'll get out someday.
The alleys, I'm a pedophile,
pedophile.
You creeping with the sickness, so you better smile,
better smile.
In this caddy outside of your house, I'll wait a while,
wait a while.
Quick to grab your children, I'm a pedophile,
pedophile.
Bouncing through your alleys, I'm a pedophile,
pedophile.
You creeping with the sickness, so you better smile,
better smile.
In this caddy outside of your house, I'll wait a while,
wait a while.
Quick to grab your children, I'm a pedophile,
pedophile.
Yeah. Her name is Cheryl, and Cheryl had tons of friends. I begin to rub my dick before injecting the penis in. I sit and wait for children. Been 2 hours and I'm feeling my sickest semen, breathing heavy just from the feeling. Dressed in black with khakis, looking like a salesman. Candy in my pocket like Michael Jackson in Neverland. Not R. Kelly, I'd rather slaughter than piss on my victims, but I hate a nigga who beat on his children rather than kill them. Police are highly motivated to catch a sick nigga who loves to stick fingers and tight pussies up in stormy weather. Whether she breathing or dying, crying, screaming and frying from sires, I ain't talking my fucker right where she lying. Burn every chance of a material. Dig up the grave, maybe chop her into pieces to throw it out in the lake. I have issues with catching it, bitch, when popping out pussies. You wussies know it, I show it, I'm a pedophile, stop blowing. Bouncing through the alleys, I'm a pedophile,
pedophile.
You creeping with the sickness, so you better smile,
better smile.
In this caddy outside of your house, I'll wait a while,
wait a while.
Quick to grab your children, I'm a pedophile,
pedophile.
Bouncing through the alleys, I'm a pedophile,
pedophile.
You creeping with the sickness, so you better smile,
better smile.
In this caddy outside of your house, I'll wait a while,
wait a while.
Quick to grab your children, I'm a pedophile,
pedophile.
Seeing
my release, looking for that young meat. Roaming the streets till I see what I wanna see. A pretty girl about 12 or 13. A few minutes and I got her in my passenger seat. Tell her I'm doing her homework for a week. If she lifts up her training bra, she'll be what's underneath. She lifts her shirt slowly till she's exposed fully. Then I grab my gun and put it under her cheek. If you scream, you're gonna die, we're going for a ride. When we arrive, I got you a surprise. Couple blocks with my hand between the thighs. Till we get to my house and I force the bitch inside. Get her on her knees, mouth ready to please. She's too small before long, I dislocated jaw. Now she's crying and you know we can't have that. Pulled out my cock, insert my Glock, blow my load down her back.
Bouncing through the alleys, I'm a pedophile,
pedophile.
You creeping with the sickness, so you better smile,
better smile.
In this caddy outside of your house, I'll wait a while,
wait a while.
Quick to grab your children, I'm a pedophile,
pedophile.
Bouncing through the alleys, I'm a pedophile,
pedophile.
You creeping with the sickness, so you better smile,
better smile.
In this caddy outside of your house, I'll wait a while,
wait a while.
Quick to grab your children, I'm a pedophile,
pedophile.
And we are back. What's going on, Ghetto?
What's up?
Not much. The match that we've been talking about is finally going to happen.
Batista versus Mason Ryan.
Yeah, no, fuck that. That we both know that ain't going to happen.
what the fuck are we talking about?
Payback, Rusev versus Big E.
We already knew this.
Yeah, well, they just finally announced it. So at least we have SE, which would be one good match. Well, technically two good matches at Payback.
Well, the last man standing match should be good if Cena loses.
Well, yeah, true, but I was thinking more of the fact, you know, we also got Paige versus Alicia Fox for the Divas title.
Okay, well, that'll last like 2 seconds.
I mean, actually, you know, tonight was a fucking rematch night.
Well, then it's a good thing I didn't even bother watching SmackDown. I saw the last couple minutes of the last match, and Bray Wyatt won, so...
I think that's probably the only match that was not a fucking rematch.
Yeah, it was actually something new. How about that?
Well, I mean, shit, you had fucking Wade Barrett versus Sheamus. You had...
Champion versus champion. We've never seen it before.
You had, and don't get me wrong, I love seeing Paige, but once again, it was
versus
Paige.
Yeah, I told you this earlier. I told you this before SmackDown was even on.
I mean, what the fuck?
And let me guess, Paige won.
Yep. even with fucking Alicia Fox as a distraction. She still won.
Yeah, Alicia Fox is definitely going to lose at the pay-per-view, so.
Yeah, that's the truth. I've been sitting here playing chess and trying to decide on which Jessica Negri picture I want to buy. See, that's the problem with her. That's the problem. She's got so many fucking posters, pictures, whatever you want to call them, they're sexy as all fuck of her. It's hard to decide on which one you want to get.
Yeah. She's probably the only person. The only person where you want to buy the whole fucking store.
Yeah, right?
As where the other people. There's just a couple.
I mean, Monica Lee, I wouldn't mind buying the whole store of her.
You already did that.
Well, she still has a few set up on there.
So where the fuck is everybody at on here?
Angel's up in her room, just not talking. Casket on Facebook. Send me a new track. Buy him the play tonight.
No, we're not playing your track, Casket, until you fucking tune in.
As far as Boogeyman, I have no idea what the fuck he is.
All these damn people here every day. Now all of a sudden, boom, fucking going again.
I don't know, maybe someone turned a fucking light on and Boogeyman got scared of the light.
Well, they need to turn the fucking lights out again.
Yeah, that'd be nice. I am not looking forward to seeing a fucking Matt versus Hair match again, especially between two fucking midgets.
Well, we all know Hornswoggle's going to be bald, so.
Yeah. This is true. I mean, come on. Let's see. WCW. They had Billy Kidman versus fucking Psychosis in a fucking Hair versus Mask match. You had Big Show versus Rey Mysterio, Hair versus Mask.
Oh, is that whenever the hell he became bald, really?
Oh, wait, no. Yeah, I think it was that. And I think he also had CM Punk versus Rey Mysterio in a fucking
yeah, and then he started wearing a fucking mask.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then we saw the Donald Trump versus Vince McMahon thing.
Yeah.
But from that thing to this very day, Vince McMahon still holds a grudge too.
Yeah, right.
But nonetheless, we've had too many fucking Herbert versus Mass matches.
Yeah.
It needed to come up with something new, something better.
I mean, they're trying to bring back the midgets.
Yeah, because there's only two of them. That doesn't quite work out. Plus, fucking Hornswoggle keeps losing.
It's because that dude never wins anything. Except whenever he was beating the hell out of Chavo Guerrero.
Yeah. That was the only time he won anything.
Yeah, that's whenever they decided they hated Chavo Guerrero.
I'm sure even to this day they still hate Chavo Guerrero.
Made him lose to a midget every week.
Oh, but it's true. They really did. But, who do you think is going to win that match, though? Fucking Big E or Rusev?
I don't know. This might be where Rusev loses.
At Angel? No. WWE does not need that.
Okay.
He goes, WWE needs Chavo Guerrero. No.
Yeah, no. No, we don't.
Maybe
Hooven to Guerrero. We can use him.
Yeah, but fucking, I mean, shit. Chavo was useless. And a failure. I mean, come on. He couldn't win as Chavo. He couldn't win as Kerwin White when he was trying to be a white boy.
Wasn't he with, like, Matt Stryker or some shit?
Yeah. And he was trying to be all white and shit.
Yeah.
Hating on Mexicans himself.
I don't know. I never liked Chavo Guerrero ever.
And I mean, come on, for fucking hell's sake. He got fired from TNA.
He got fired from WWE.
Yeah, but come on, man. WWE, man, it looks bad. It looks really bad when you get fired from WWE, but it looks even worse when you get fired from TNA.
Although it was kind of funny, somebody made a picture of talking about how Triple H made NXT so that they could compete with himself, since, you know, TNA wasn't giving them any competition.
And speaking of which, my twin came back last night.
Your what?
My twin, Samoa Joe.
Where the fuck was he at?
Samoa Joe came in at the end of, well, during the Bully Ray versus Eric Young match. After, you know, like after fucking Bully Ray fucking kicked EC3 straight in the fucking face.
I didn't realize that guy was gone.
Yeah, he was gone for something. And then, you know, like I said, after Bully Ray, you saw, you know, booted, like literally booted EC3 out of the ring. The Black Evolution decided to get involved and start, start attacking him. And then Samoa Joe came down and fucking killed fucking Kenny King.
I don't know. Kenny King used to be alright.
Yeah. Keyword. Used to.
Now he's just with this whole bullshit.
Yeah. The Black Evolution.
From Hell's Toilet.
Well, I'm going to guess and say if Bully Ray's from Hell's Toilet or AKA Hell's Kitchen, I wonder if that would mean MVP, Lashley, and Kenny King are from KFC.
Seriously? Wow. That really just happened.
Well, I mean, come on, man.
I didn't just hear that.
Come on, man. Bully Ray from a fucking restaurant. So why can't those three be from a restaurant? I mean, come on, you know.
Because that is a racist stereotype remark.
What's going on, demon?
Not much, bored on my damn mind.
Oh, yeah?
I mean, come on, man.
Are we boring you that bad?
Nah. I got bored with TNA. Not TNA. Sorry. I got bored with WWE. I went on FB and this is one of those nights.
I mean, come on, man. You know, that'd be like saying, you know, we'll get, Demon here is from, Taco Bell.
What?
Huh?
Oh, wait, never mind. He's not Mexican, so he's not from Taco Bell.
No. Even that does sound good right about now, though, some Taco Bell.
Yeah. If you want to shit your brains out.
It's true.
Well, let me talk to Jose El Jalapeno on a stick.
No,
you
I don't
are
want
not...
jalapeno Come. Anything.
I don't know, man. I mean, shit, fucking... But you're right, though, man. TNA really isn't much of a competition for anybody. Not even NXT.
Now, how many damn tickets do you think they actually sell to their events?
I don't know. Probably not that much. Probably not that much.
I'd say at least a couple hundred.
Yeah,
that's
somewhere around there.
WWE, man, they got a couple thousand.
Yeah. All over the fucking world. I mean, come on, man. Look at fucking WrestleMania. You get motherfuckers fucking like Australia, Japan, Antarctica.
Really? Antarctica again?
Yes, man. The Antarcticans. They love the WrestleMania too.
Man, we haven't seen that guy in a very long time because we don't play that game.
Yeah, I know, right? I mean, I guess the closest thing we have to a fucking Antarctican would be Angel here.
Yeah, pretty much.
I mean, he is the closest to Antarctica.
He's just laughing because he really doesn't know. He's just like, whatever.
Ay, 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 qué eso, qué eso. Ay, mamá. Coño.
Well, that was awkward.
Yeah, so how about the fact I told Victoria's Secret?
Damn,
Victoria.
Son of a bitch.
Victoria's Secret?
Victoria's Secret.
What did you tell Victoria's Secret?
That we should install a fucking shock button to her computer. Or her keyboard.
Why?
Because then that way, every time she decides to do a stupid hashtag bullshit, so you get the fucking shock.
That definitely put a shock to our system.
That really wouldn't help.
Yeah. She'd probably, yeah, that's true. She'd probably get off to the fucking shock.
I wouldn't put it by her.
I mean, come on. Like, she uses the worst words ever. She does the fucking hashtag. She decided to go legit on me again, like she does on a fucking regular basis. I wanted to stab her.
Can you tell me what the fuck hashtag no filter needed means?
I got no clue, and I barely knew the hashtag.
What the fuck? What filter?
It was for a fucking pizza.
Was it for a pizza?
Hey, man. Huh?
Hashtag for a pizza?
Hey, man, she goes, hashtag no filter needed on a fucking pizza.
I don't know. Maybe it should be like hashtag no silverware.
But wait, but it's even funny, man, because the fact when I called her out on something, she went straight into fucking denial.
What's that exactly?
Oh, you know, because I mentioned the fact that, fucking, how, you know, the words, and I was saving this for hell things, YOLO, bro, and swag are fucking pointless words that, you know.
That's 15 minutes.
Exactly.
but I'm saying, that, you know, that they're useless words that the mainstream have corrupted people's brains with. And, you know, I mentioned the fact, you know, that she's definitely, you know, a product of the corrupted
She's like that run air, was that 404 on my computer?
Exactly.
Just doesn't work.
Yeah, but you know, and I was mentioning, you know, the fact, you know, that she listens to like Illuminati artists such as Lil Wayne, Nicki Minaj, Drake. That shouldn't exist ever. And then she goes, yeah, and being like, yeah, because I listen to them or any rap for that matter. You don't know me too well. And I go, I don't know, your page says different. She goes, my page? I listen to hardcore, metal, rock. Yeah, that's why you have fucking Lil Wayne liked on your damn page along with Nicki Minaj, right?
Well, yeah, I mean, why else would you like that shit?
Well, apparently she can't stand Lil Wayne. But yet,
I don't know, but she does rather listen to, you know, non-rap music. But if her Facebook says it, it's got to be true.
Oh, wait, it gets even funnier because of the fact, you know, I mentioned the fact that, okay, you say you don't listen to rap, but yet, don't you listen to ICP?
And?
Don't you listen to Twisted? Aren't they rap?
When did that happen?
Really?
Yeah, she's a little lost.
Exactly. So it's like, I mean, okay, if you don't like Lil Wayne or listen to him, why do you have him liked on your page?
Well, it's a good thing. It's a good thing you had a productive night.
There's a couple songs I like from Wayne. I'm just going to put that out there. A couple, like four songs. That's all, four songs.
Four.
He wore the weakest link.
Huh?
Where did he... I thought he disappeared.
I said, you are the weakest link.
No, fella. I, what the heck is on... What the hell? Time to knock the fuck out.
He turns into Sheamus and he doesn't understand what's going on.
I've been doing two things at one time.
I'll stop doing two things at one time.
He just started banging his chest like he was about to kick somebody or something.
Yeah. Next thing you know, he kicks himself in the fucking head. He's knocked out.
I would really like to see that. Can you kick yourself in the head?
I can't.
Yeah, and then I started fighting with her boyfriend.
Fight with her boyfriend? About what?
Yeah, man, because, you know, he go, because he decided to go, he says that bro is the most common used word. I told him no.
It's only commonly used because one idiot said it, and everybody else picked up on it.
Even in TNA picked it up, too, with the bromance.
Well, that is the most fucking annoying thing I've ever seen.
That's the most faggoty thing I've ever seen. And holy shit, and goddamn, I've seen the fucking Spirit Squad. And even they weren't that big of a fag.
Yeah, even they weren't that annoying.
Even Cody and Ted were better, just saying, the legacy.
And even they weren't as annoying, but they were annoying, just as annoying.
I don't know, I never liked Legacy, ever.
I did like the theme, though.
Please, you like fucking Nexus, for some odd reason.
Because, I'm somewhat of a fan of 12 Stones, though.
I don't fucking say that. See, you like Nexus because of the damn music. Just say you like the music. You ain't got like the fucking group. The group is horrible.
Yeah, whatever happened to that black guy?
Which one?
Ezekiel or the boxer?
What the fuck is his name? The dude that always wore the bandana on his face.
Michael Trevor?
Yeah, that dude.
Hey, he got released after Nexus broke up.
Oh.
Yeah, because he couldn't hack it in the WWE.
Man, he got a fucking contract without, you know, winning.
Yeah. And then, but only because of the fact he was a part of the Nexus. And then once they broke up, he was gone. He's like, they're just like, yep, we're done.
Why was he gone, but everybody else got to stay?
I don't know.
Right. D-Brock got fired because of the beers they had when they invaded the first time.
You want to try that again?
Yeah.
Wasn't talking too fast? Daniel Bryan got released.
Okay, Daniel Bryan got released.
Yeah. Because it was too extreme when they invaded the first time.
Too extreme?
Yeah, when he was choking out Justin Roberts.
I must have missed that.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, because, like, I happened to miss, like, 2 months of when the Nexus came in. But then I tune in, and I'm like, okay, who the fuck are these idiots?
Yeah, right? The fuck?
Nexus TNA will start stealing the same shit.
They already
again,
did.
Well, they always stealing shit.
They had their aces and eights.
Yeah. Which actually failed too. I said, that thing, that fucking storyline went on way too long.
Way too fucking long.
Even the one with the Man of Man Bobfield was a better storyline. The originals.
The originals.
Which is the originals.
mean, ECW, you know, the quote-unquote ECW.
That was really WWE.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a big failure right there, too.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. You can't, like, you're going to call it Extreme Championship Wrestling. But it's not even extreme.
Man, the only thing they had good over that way was Kelly Kelly naked every week.
Yeah, and Layla.
Yeah, and...
Good times, good times.
And Tess Marker.
Exactly. I mean, come on, that was the only thing that kept them going.
I'm just upset I didn't watch any of that.
Well, I guess in a way it's a good thing Tarver's not in the fucking WWE anymore, because we'd be seeing that stupid fucking ballerina punch from him.
Because then, because he'd end up like JTG.
And JTG just became useless.
That dude was in Crime Time, and then they broke up, and then what? He's still there, but he doesn't do anything.
Exactly, man. But yeah, man, but Tarver does still wrestle, though, man, but it's as if he's in Japan.
Goddamn Japan shit.
Well, like I said...
No, Kimbo went there, and he's still working there, Kimbo Slice.
Well, Kimbo Slice is in a wrestle.
We're talking about Kimbo Slice.
But yeah, but apparently fucking Tarver's got the same move as fucking Roman Reigns.
Who do you think Roman Reigns stole it off of?
Yeah, good point. Except he calls it the 1.9. And Tarver also has the kill shot, which is just a fucking knockout punch.
Like the Big Show.
Exactly. You're a Big Show. What the fuck happened to him?
He could be taking a break, or he just got injured as usual.
Maybe.
Never know.
Maybe he's having financial problems again.
It's possible. And
I don't
no,
know, man. It's better off having him off TV so he doesn't cry all the time.
Yeah, and Angel, you gotta get it straight, man. The ones that get injured, the more than anybody, Rey Mysterio and Sin Cara.
Well, Sin Cara doesn't get hurt anymore.
Yeah, he just.
But it ain't really Sin Cara.
Yeah. Lame ass Hunico.
What the hell happened to Camacho?
He's getting beat
by...
Camacho's
back in NXT and getting his ass.
Adam Rose.
Adam.
You know, the guy that
would be a good tag team.
Ring.
JC, DC, D... what's the song? JCG and Camacho. That'd be a good tag team right there.
Oh, fuck no.
So what would that be? Crime Time again?
Yep, Rey Mysterio is definitely out injured. He's got a hand injury.
The fuck did he do?
I don't
man,
know.
He's jerking off too hard. Okay, he hasn't been wrestling.
It's just funny. I'm looking at the fucking WWE personnel. It says inactive, hand injury.
That was the same thing with Sin Cara, man. He broke his finger, and then he was out for a year, and then he got replaced.
Yeah, by Hunico.
So, see you later, Ray.
Yeah. So, does this mean we'll end up having to plug in Ricardo Rodriguez replace Rey Mysterio?
Yeah, I don't think anybody would know.
Wait, it gets even better. Darren Young Inactive. Torn knee ligament.
Inactive.
Exactly. David Otunga. Inactive. Hasn't appeared in 30 days.
Because he sucks.
Yeah, he's supposed to be coming back with the things with the money. That's what I heard.
The money? What the fuck was up of money? The fuck you talking about?
That financial issue that Vince lost all that money?
Sure.
Man, nobody gives a shit about David Otunga.
Exactly.
That guy is fucking terrible.
I'm surprised he's still signed, though.
I know, right?
Oh, God damn it, Christian. What the fuck? Christian, inactive.
No.
Concussion.
Concussion? He knocked himself out.
Brock Lesnar, inactive. Hasn't appeared in over 30 days. Yeah, because he beat the Undertaker. Now he's done.
Conquered the streak.
Evan Bourne, inactive. Great Khali, inactive.
That's because he's back in India being a police officer again.
No, that's because he's back in fucking NXT.
It's because they're trying to do something big over in India and shit with all that. I read something about that where Great Khali used to be a police officer and shit. Like, what?
Yeah, what the fuck is that bullshit?
And how he's like a big hit over there in India and shit. I guess, you know, they really got nobody else to look up to except for, like, maybe Jinder Mahal. But he's nowhere. He's, dying.
Yeah. And they have Rajan Singh or whatever that fucking dude was. Name was.
Yeah.
Let's see here. ATG. Inactive. Back on NXT. Yoshitatsu. Inactive. That's what he's on
dead.
NXT getting fucking losing.
He's dead.
Yeah. Eddie Long. Inactive. Hasn't appeared in 30 days.
Wow, 30 days without fighting.
Well, of course not, Ben. That's probably because now he's probably backstage of TNA making all these tag matches.
I guess. No one surprised me if he's over there.
No one surprised me either.
I mean, he got MVP over there acting like he's somebody. When back at WWE, he was nobody.
Exactly,
but a
right?
Power Ranger.
A Power Ranger?
That's what they used to call him, a freaking Power Ranger.
MVP?
Yeah.
He used to call himself a Power Ranger?
Yeah. I think the fans used to call him a Power Ranger.
No. That's Xavier Wood who thinks he's a Power Ranger.
Yeah, it's Morphin time.
Exactly, see?
The sun, the roof isn't my sun, but I'm going to raise.
Really?
Yeah, that's the first thing I ever heard him say. I was like, really?
That was the worst thing he ever said.
Now he just gets beat up every week.
Yeah. Like tonight, he got beat up by fucking Bo Dallas.
Bo Dallas? Oh, wow.
Bo Dallas is boring as freaking hell.
You just go to Bo Leave.
Yeah, you go Bo Leave.
I better follow the freaking buzzers than Bo Leave.
Man, he's a creepy motherfucker.
He really is. Whereas fucking, like you said, Bray Wyatt is supposed to be creepy, but he really isn't.
Yeah, he's supposed to have that creepy look and feel to him, but yeah, we like him.
Yeah,
they
should have, come on.
They should have just brought the sister in, and she could have been Bo Dallas.
Well, yeah, I mean, they look the same anyways.
Probably wouldn't be as creepy.
Probably not.
But Bo Dallas, man, he needs to hit the gym. That belly flap's going crazy.
Man, it was going crazy tonight, too.
They always show him in slow motion, and it's just... it's fucking funny. Just flapping there.
Whatever the hell happened to Hiding Right?
I didn't break. Dude, he's been gone for years. What the fuck are you talking about?
Who the hell are we talking about?
Fucking that dude. Remember that dude Hiding Right?
No.
Hold on.
He just put us on hold.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he's looking for the theme.
Of the radio show put us on hold.
That dude.
Yeah, it's not ringing a bell.
He attacked him with Legion of Doom.
I don't think
it wasn't. I know one and a half. It was Hawk or Anna.
Well, Hawk died.
Okay, how about an animal?
So when they brought Animal back, he tagged with this person, apparently.
Yeah, pretty much.
And he was a Paul Heyman guy.
Of course he was.
John Heidenreich. Let's see. Yeah, he didn't last long in the WWE, period. Like, he's only there from 2003 to 2006. Yeah, he became a fucking tag team champion with Animal. Of a while. And yeah, he just fell off.
He just fell off.
Yeah, pretty much.
So, what are we going to listen to then?
Well, if I'm still on casket, we'll go to his new track.
He's not here.
Yeah, I know. Well, we might as well play it anyways. Here we go. Mirror, mirror.
On the wall.
In my mind are the lines that shine. I can't seem to get them out in time. My own shallow ways, I'm so blind. I can't seem to connect with humankind. I'm sick of the bullshit, I'm sick of the lies. I can't live my life civilized when all that I idolize goes away, withers and dies. It's one step forward and two steps back. Every corner you know you're getting jacked. I start panicking like a heart attack. My whole life feels like a drawback. All I want is a little respect. Look back upon and reflect. Did I give it all and connect?
or drop it all like a reject. Backstab by a few, but I'll never mention you, cause I'm better than you tools. I know I've come a long way as a man, but some people can't understand. I love when I gain a new fan, yelling my name with demand. I feel I'm on borrowed time, so I'ma stay on my grind. With this pen I expose my mind, feel my words, every line. It could all just go away tomorrow. I don't wanna leave the pain and the sorrow. I want my parents to be proud and hear their boy's name chanted in the crowd. Myself in the mirror, I start to see my life a little clearer. I was always just a dreamer, always tried hard to be a leader, and now I'm trying to see what is next. I'm always so perplexed, I can't make up my mind with these texts, causing myself to be vexed. When I die there's no need to cry, when my body's bone dry. Will you let me pass it by, or you all hold me up high? Truth be told, I'm a lost soul, not ever knowing where to go. It feels like my life is a show, without room to grow.
Back. What do you guys think of that track?
I don't know. Ask the mirror.
What we do with
the
casket? I think he knows.
I think he just fucking died.
I think so. And Jack Swagger
I'm here,
just...
I'm here.
I wonder how Jack Swagger feels about that. Ghetto, how do you feel about that, man?
I don't feel about what?
Jack Swagger just lost.
Lost to who?
Adam Rose.
On what?
SmackDown.
Jack Swagger lost to Adam Rose. Wow. Well... not like I really like Jack Swagger anyway.
Yeah, man, fucking... I don't know, man. Adam Rose kept doing some weird shit in the ring. Like, and he kept jumping in the fuck... like, he jumped in the fucking Jack Swagger's arms and shit.
The fuck?
Yeah, but he... like, he literally just jumped right in the fucking Swagger's arms and... pinned him. After, like...
okay, then.
That was a poor fucking impression of the Twilight Zone.
Okay, okay, still early.
It's too early.
My question is, why is he can never eat, speak English? It turns to Spanish. Something that we don't know, because, I never even bothered taking Spanish back in school.
I don't know what to tell you.
Well, Casket was here, then we put his truck, and then he left.
Oh, yeah? Is that how it's going to be, Casket? To the grave with you.
Yeah. Along with Taker Streak. Actually got buried alive. Yo, I think that would have been a better match, though. A fucking buried alive match between Taker and Brock Lesnar. But that's just me.
But then Brock Lesnar would have lost.
Exactly.
And then we'd actually have a reason to watch WrestleMania next year.
Exactly.
But now... we don't have nothing to look forward to.
Hell nah.
What are we going to see? John Cena versus somebody for the title?
Yeah, that or fucking Ric Flair versus his jacket.
Ric Flair versus his daughter. for the women's title.
Yeah, in a submission match.
Does she do the figure four?
Yes, she does.
Alright, so figure four versus figure four.
She does figure four, she does the figure four headlock. Or they can do a fucking, I don't know, a match between fucking Flair versus Bret Hart.
Yeah, nobody wants to see that. They would hurt each other very badly.
Yeah, Flair would break a hip.
I broke my hip. Well, I broke my leg. I can't get up.
I followed out of the ring. I can't get up.
That would be a good last man standing match.
Yeah, because none of them would get up.
Because they would actually be fighting to stand the fuck back up.
True. It really would.
We're at 20 now, and they still haven't gotten up.
We're at 100 now and they still haven't gotten up.
We're gonna need a medic out here.
Somebody call health alert.
Is that the name of that thing?
Or life alert, life alert.
Life alert, there we go. Somebody made a comment about that.
I can just see Flair now. I can't get up. Woo!
Yeah, somebody made a vine about that shit, man. His lady fell over, and she's like, life alert. And she's like, fuck this shit. I'll just get up myself.
And then fucking Bret Hart.
I can't get up. I'm the best there was, the best there ever will be. Whatever the fuck he says nowadays. And I broke my hip.
Old age didn't screw Bret Hart. Bret Hart screwed Bret Hart.
There you go. You can have a Flair versus Bret Hart in a old folks home match.
that already takes place, man.
Yeah. And Hulk Hogan can be the special guest referee.
Well, I watched that first episode of that Legends House, man. You could have fucking Piper versus the Blender.
The Blender wins.
He really struggled with that shit for a while, then he walked away like, fuck you.
Yeah, that's the one thing that's the only thing I'm still waiting to watch. I haven't even gotten to that yet.
Yeah, it's the only thing I've watched so far. And then I skimmed through the pay-per-views and saw a pay-per-view I've never even heard of.
Pay-per-view?
Capital Carnage.
WCW?
No, apparently it's WWE. And it has The Rock defending the championship against X-Pac.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's in the list. I've never heard of it, though.
What year?
98, maybe?
I've never heard that before, either.
Yeah, I saw it, I was like, the fuck? I'm gonna have to watch that.
Ah, here we go, yeah. You also got a fucking Fatal 4-Way match with Austin versus Taker versus Kane versus Mankind.
I don't remember The Rock ever facing X-Pac for the fucking title.
I don't either.
Then, of course, I've never seen Capital Punishment either.
Oh. I think I've seen that as once. A Capital Carnage I've never even heard of or seen. And again, I've never heard of Mayhem in Manchester either. But
yeah, there was that too, yeah.
And they even got fucking Ground Zero in your house.
They got a bunch of shit on there, man. It's like, what the fuck? Like Taboo Tuesday,
House on
I've never
Fire,
seen
stuff
that,
like that, yeah.
Say House on Fire.
Why is your house on fire?
That's the name of the pay-per-view.
Seriously?
Yeah, seriously, House on Fire, 99.
They didn't have a House on Fire back in 99 for WWE.
I thought they did. Oh, I got mixed up with another pay-per-view.
Damn it, Angel, quit making up pay-per-views.
I mean, I know they had a No Way Out of Texas in your house. But, yeah, I'm not seeing anything for House on Fire there.
I swear, they should do another bragging rights. Sunset of Missiles, that rivalry. Between Raw and SmackDown.
Wait, they should do rivalry?
Rivalry.
Yes, rivalry.
I'm looking through the thing, and yeah, there's no House on Fire there, Angel, so you make
it
shut up.
All right, man, let it go, Havoc, we know.
I'm going to some shows.
But now he wants to see another bragging rights.
Exactly what the fuck, and exactly who's it going to be? Raw and SmackDown are together now. ECW's dead.
It's going to be NXT versus Raw.
NXT losers.
All you gotta do is a bowl leave.
Don't make me stab you.
Why is it everything in WWE has to be believe?
I don't know.
Believe in the Shield. Believe in Evolution. Bo leave.
Believe in Alberto Del Rio.
Man, nobody believes in him.
Hell nah.
It is no longer his destiny.
Talking about destiny, look what happened with Randy Orton's destiny. He became a freaking legend killer. Then that died out, and then he came a freaking... Nah, but... You already know.
Well, he didn't really even kill any legends, right? Or take out any legends. The only one he really took out was fucking Mick Foley. And that don't even count. Because Mick Foley was only halfway retired anyway.
Even Jericho did a better legend killer. That's just my opinion. Jericho.
Man, Jericho was just retarded. I mean, you can't even call Jericho a fucking legend killer because he either don't shit in too many legends. I mean, at the most, all he probably did was fucking stole, like, I don't know, Mae Young's fucking walker.
The fuck?
Even Bubba Ray did better with Mae Young, literally.
Yeah.
Was sticking it to a table.
But Mark Henry slept with her.
Yeah, and had a hand with her.
Yeah, with an actual chocolate gimmick.
And had a hand.
That was the most stupidest gimmick ever.
And then it grew up years later.
Yeah, to a big hand.
See, a lot of people wouldn't understand that if they didn't watch wrestling back in the day there.
Yeah, and then for some reason they decided to have fucking Hornswoggle.
The Hornswoggle.
I mean, come on. First, you know, they were trying to make a fucking Hornswoggle seem like Hornswoggle was fucking Vince's son.
Yeah, they made him be the GM.
Yeah, that stupid fucking computer.
That shit was so annoying, too.
And then
I want an escalator in my fucking house.
A funk?
This fucking Waffles commercial, man. They got an escalator in their house instead of steps.
Yeah,
okay.
That'd be pretty fucking sweet.
And then you had fucking Mae Young give birth to fucking Hornswoggle, which is absolutely fucking weird and retarded.
Yeah, I don't even know how the fuck that even happens.
So it's like you had so many different fucking things going on that were just absolutely retarded.
Well, what do you expect? He's a little bastard.
little bastard.
Yeah, sure.
We all got it by Finley, though. That's who brought him in, Finley.
You know, we had no idea what the hell he was saying, ever.
And he said Finley. He said Finley brought him in.
Yeah, and then years later, Mae Young gave birth to him again. And he still sucks to this very day.
And now he's about to be bald.
Exactly.
How much money is he going to wear a mask after he goes bald?
Oh, great. That's the last thing we need.
Yeah, no, fuck out of here.
And then what? Then will he be a part of the Matadors?
He probably will be. No, don a fucking mask, look retarded, and fucking El Torito will still kick his ass. Big Show.
Sounds like The Rock making fun of Big Show.
But it's like they just don't know what the hell they're doing sometimes with WWE nowadays. I mean,
nowadays, man, any fucking day in the past couple years.
Exactly. I mean, at least back then they had no fucking scripts. Or if they did, they had actually good ones.
Well, it's official. They've run out of ideas.
Or they need new people.
I mean, come on. They're so desperate. They're even stealing ideas from TNA.
And that's fucking sad.
It really is. I mean, WWE stealing from TNA, TNA stealing from WWE.
And nobody's stealing from Ring of Honor.
Yeah, right.
Man, they got some fine bitches over there, too.
Yeah, they do.
But too bad nobody cares about that wrestling business, though.
Yeah, I know, right? I think they have fucking Maria over there still, don't they?
They got Maria over there. They got some chick named Scarlett.
Ah, yeah. Hell yeah. Scarlett's fucking sexy as fuck, too.
As for, like, the wrestlers, I have no idea who the fuck they have.
They got AJ Styles now.
Whoa.
They got Adam Cole, fucking Jay Lethal, Homicide. Matt Hardy's over there.
Oh, yeah, Matt Hardy's over there.
Yeah, being useless as always.
Oh yeah, they got that chick that's with him. Rebel, or what the hell's her name? Not Rebel, fucking
Rebel?
What the hell is her name? Something Sky.
Bella Sky? Nah.
No. No. It's like, what is it? Rebby Sky, maybe?
Yeah, I think it's like Rebby or something like that.
Yeah, it's another fine chick they got over there.
Hell yeah.
Is Delirious still in ROH?
Who the who?
Delirious.
Delirious?
Delirious.
Delirious?
Yeah. He wears a mask.
I have no idea. I've never watched it.
Yeah, no, he ain't there. But they have a wrestler named Cheeseburger.
Cheeseburger? Is he not with Adam Rose?
You think anyway.
Wow. Somebody call Corey Man then.
Yeah, no, we don't need that either.
Hell nah. Spoken. Christopher Daniels got released from TNA for a reason, but he sucked.
He's no longer there?
Nope.
But he's, I think he's still signed with ROH, though, because he was signed to two contracts at once.
Christopher Daniels is no longer is not signed with ROH. I'm sorry, sir.
I thought he was, still was.
And he hasn't been with them in fucking years. They got a guilty straight person, Michael Bennett, there. And TNA, and Ring of Honor.
What the hell is that?
He used to go by the name of Mikey from Spirit Squad.
Get out of here with that crap.
Damn. Extreme House of Hardcore, though, they got some fucking good people there, too. Al Snow. Fucking Bob Holly, lead up. And
is Al Snow still with TNA?
Yeah, he's one of the officials, like in the back. Hey, look who fucking House of Hardcore has now, Godfather.
He's got the whole world in his hand.
Yeah, that whole. Oh, they even got Rikishi.
Rikishi, too fat.
And Rebby Sky, and Gangrel. Okay, now that's the funny thing here, man. Fucking. House of Hardcore, like, if they wanted to, they could actually invade WWE perfectly.
Yeah, that'll never happen.
Hey, come on, like, look at the people they have there. Like I said, fucking Al Snow's there. Fucking Danny Dorn's there.
All the people that used to be in WWE.
Exactly. Roddy Piper, Bob Holly.
Roddy Piper.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Yeah, man. They got Lita there. They got Candice Michelle.
She still wrestles?
Yep.
The hell is she in WWE for?
I don't know. But they also have Chris Masters, Ezekiel Jackson.
Fuck that guy.
X-Pac is there. Sandman's there. Angel's favorite guy is there. Carlito.
Oh, Carlito.
Maria, you got Maria over there.
Maria.
Maria's fucking everywhere.
Hell yeah. Like I said, Godfather's there. The Hurricane's there.
Stay back, because the Hurricane coming through. Sorry, I had to do it.
Is that guy, ain't that guy all, like, bulky now?
What?
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, like, what's up with that?
What's up with that?
You got Lance Storm, Matt Hardy, Rebby Sky, Matt Stryker.
Matt Stryker. Wow.
Homicide's there, too. Like I said, Rikishi's there.
Is he still a teacher?
I don't know. I don't
Shoot,
really care.
The new breed even lasted too long with him in ECW. Well, he's part of the new breed.
The new breed. What a waste of time.
Abyss is there. Farouk is there. Kelly Kelly.
Damn.
Kelly Kelly's there.
Yeah.
The fuck?
Gangrel. AJ Styles is there, like I said, Bully Ray, D-Von, Terry Funk, Tommy Dreamer, of course, Little Guido, Petey Williams, Ted DiBiase, both of them, Maurice, Stevie Richards.
Both of them?
Yeah. Lisa Marie's there, a.k.a. Tara, a.k.a. Victoria. Scott Steiner's there. John Morrison.
Ha. John Morrison? Wow.
Yeah,
right. I haven't heard that name in a while. Ever since he got released.
Ever since he got beat up by R-Truth.
Too Cold Scorpio's there. MVP's there for some reason. He can go away permanently. Brian Kendrick's there. Paul London. Rosita, Mike Knox, well, you know, Knox is with TNA.
Yeah, he's actually doing something right now.
Let's see, they got Jazz there, they got Winter. They got Luke
you
Harper
mean,
there.
You mean Katie Burchill?
Yeah, Rhino. I hope they even have Daivari. Yeah, they do got a pretty good roster though, man. I mean, except for like a certain few people, nobody knows who the fuck they are. And yeah, but there's people that nobody knows who they are.
How many times are you gonna say that?
But let me see here. They got like two fucking House of Hardcores back to back.
OMG.
One's gonna be in PA.
Wah, wah, wah.
That's nowhere near Ghetto G.
Where is it?
Philadelphia.
When is it?
June 7th.
Never mind.
Yeah, me, I'm out of here. About to call it a night. Gotta get up early.
Quit calling it a night. But fine. Goodbye, Angel.
Well, peace out, peace out, peace out.
Peace out, peace out, peace out.
Bye. Okay, bye.
I'm trying to find out if this is going to be on pay, is gonna be pay-per-view or not. Probably not. I don't know if I can find it on here. I don't know if it's going to be pay-per-view. But it'd be nice if it was.
Yes.
Kind of actually want to see a fucking House of Hardcore event. So that. Nope, I don't have it. Well, that's it. Or I don't know, I don't remember what that fucking app I used for my PS3 was before. It was Live and something like that. Live event.
The fuck?
I wish I had watched the Flying House of Hardcore on pay-per-view for June 6th. I'll watch it. I will watch that over SmackDown. What House of Hardcore has for its store?
Nothing.
They got a couple shirts, a couple Blu-rays, DVDs. Let's see how much this fucking thing cost. Damn, $20? That's not... Well, $25. That's not a bad purse. That one. Let's see, I want maybe this one.
But yeah, apparently for that gift card, I gotta wait up to 5 days.
Yeah, I think I do too.
Because in small print under that thing that you sent me, it says, allow up to 5 business days for them to send you a promotional code in an email.
Yeah, I gotta wait myself.
I was kind of wondering how they were going to send it.
I was too, but yeah, I guess email would be the best way for them to do it.
Yeah, just send you a fucking code. Easiest way.
Well, Matt Hardy and D-Von is a tag team. That's just awkward.
Yeah, nobody wants to see that.
Let's see. Lance Storm versus Tommy Dreamer. John Morrison versus Too Cool Scorpio. That's actually be a good match. Sammy Callahan versus MVP. Blech. I'm sorry, MVP, but nobody wants to see you. Ever. Ever again. Now you just suck. Live event viewer. Background. Well, that took forever. I didn't take that long, so just not. What kind of free games they got up on the PS PlayStation Store this time?
Nothing.
Got a Watch Dogs up there.
I'm surprised you
surprised you didn't buy it.
I am too. I'm you'll probably get it next week though. But I was trying to figure out what fucking picture I want by Negri.
Just pick something. You like Pokemon, pick a fucking Pokemon one.
That just might be the one that I go with. Which Pokemon, though? That's the important question.
The Charizard.
Which one?
Any of them.
She still has one Charizard, one that's up for pre-order.
Why is that up for pre-order?
I don't know. She's got a few things up on there. That's still fucking up. That's a pre-order.
And which ones are those?
Let's see. Captain Timo reporting for duty. The Wampa one. Calm down, Wampa. Just was just her, like, in a fucking black bra. Her Mad Hatter one. Assassin's Creed, Black Flag one.
Just go with a Pokemon.
Yeah, that's what I'm gonna do. So maybe I'll get lucky, and I'll get like a fucking Freddy Krueger one for free.
I thought it was one that isn't for sale.
I don't know. Well, it could be, but still.
Ain't that what the deal is?
I think so. Like, ones that were not available.
Yeah, well, that's available.
Add to cart. Check out.
Yay, cart.
Leave Negri a note.
Leave her a note. Tell her to write you a funny message. Tell her to write me a funny message, because just write my name is just kind of lame.
Yeah.
Like, as crazy as she is, man, she should write, like, some funny shit on somebody's picture or something.
Yeah, I agree. I'm pointing at him. I'm like, personalized to Matt, a.k.a. Havoc, with a funny message.
Yeah, see? And we'll see what you get. If you get anything.
Yeah. Keyword, if. postal code, yeah, postal code, number, check out. Pay on PayPal.
PayPal. So how come the WWE Network doesn't tell you how much tax is on it?
I don't know.
When does it tell you what the tax is?
It doesn't really tell you what the tax is. It just tells you,
Because it says it's $9.99 and then it's, something about there will be additional tax or some shit.
Yeah, well, yeah, and then like, it comes to like $10.09, like I said.
I'm just saying, why can't they fucking just tell you that?
I don't know.
Instead, they just keep telling you $9.99.
Yeah, pretty much. Fuck, do I search on this damn fucking live event viewer? I don't want fucking UFC, bitch. That ain't useless.
Alright then.
I'm gonna turn my PS3 off. I'm gonna close down here. And I'm gonna go pass out in a minute.
Sorry, boy.
Peace.